Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, AKA without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo. So I'm going to go on a little bit of a riff right now. I was going to plan this, you know, kind of step-by-step training, but honestly, I just feel really compelled to have a little bit more of a conversation and a share around some thoughts and feels, some ideas, and some things as it relates to abundance, as it relates to earning, as it relates to money and prosperity. Oh, you can't hear me. Can we check in to make sure that you can hear me? I can hear myself when I checked on my phone. So it could be your audio, but maybe it's mine. So let me know. Can anyone else confirm? You can hear. Okay. Can hear. All right. So it might be on your end. Just double check that. And there will be a replay. This will be posted on the podcast. Okay. Okay. You can hear me. Okay. Fantastic. Awesome. Whew. Phew. Amazing. Where was I? So, okay. Here's the thing. The reason that I'm feeling really compelled to talk about this is because it's something that comes up really regularly for both our students inside of the certification before they join and also people who are considering joining the certification. So if you are new to our world, we have an incredible certification experience called the Taboo Certification. You can learn more about it by going to lexidangelo.com/certification. And we're actually going to be hosting in 2 weeks, 10 days or so, we're going to be hosting a really fucking powerful workshop that is all about the four core transformation skills that we teach inside of the certification. So this is a totally free workshop that we are putting on. It's something that we were originally only going to be sharing with our certification students, but we really want to demystify the art of transformation so you can competently and confidently facilitate miracle style results that make you stand out and sell out. So what I'm going to be talking about today is more directly in terms of money and abundance and expanding your capacity for what you're receiving. But what we're going to be going into on the workshop is going to make this possible for you, because I think a lot of the times coaches can be blocking success, blocking abundance, because they're actually not confident and competent in their skills. And they don't truly believe that they are the best of the best at what they do and can facilitate transformation with anyone, regardless of what they are coming to them with. So let me know if you relate to that in the comments, because this is something huge that I know came up for me and that comes up for people in our community all the time. So we are going to be looking at what does it take to become a coach who facilitates that potent and lasting transformation for their clients, because you know who I'm talking about. You know those coaches in the industry that are just always sold out. They are highly sought after. They are raved about. And you feel like they might as well be supernatural with how flawlessly they're able to execute deep, immediate, and lasting results. And while you might be inspired by this, while you might feel like it's aspirational as hell, if you're being real, transformation on that level, abundance on that level, feels like an enigma to you and something that's like light years away from being possible for you, if ever. And so inside of this workshop that we're going to be doing, we are really showing you Well, hey, what if this was available for you now? What if it wasn't in some distant lifetime, but here now for you? And what if you could actually access this potent alchemical elixir that is transformation and break it down to its most basic elements so you can be that practitioner that everyone else is raving about from the rooftops, that is standout and that is selling out at the highest level prices with the highest level of integrity because you are a true master at your craft. So again, whether you're brand new as a coach or whether you are a seasoned practitioner in this healing industry, we have studied the anatomy of transformation so intensely, so in depth, and we formulated a framework to help you to guide your decision-making and your approach in your sessions and in the work that you're doing with clients. So you are maximizing your time, you're maximizing your effectiveness, and your clients are able to manifest the results that they desire in your work together, which again is only going to translate to even more abundance. Because what we see is people feel like transformation is just like this magical thing and it's hard to tap into, and it is magical, but it's also a science. And so we are going to be breaking down the essential skills, the alchemical nuggets of wisdom that our entire Taboo team has collectively distilled from years and years and years of doing the transformational work ourselves and facilitating this work with clients. So it is a culmination of the most masterful principles and tactics that can be applied to all different types of coaching, regardless of what the content is. So it doesn't matter if you're a sex coach or a relationship coach or a money coach or a life coach or whatever, doesn't matter. And no matter who the client is in front of you and what stage of their journey they're at, this is going to support you in being able to guide your clients so powerfully in the mental, the emotional, the energetic, the spiritual, and the physical dimensions. So no matter what comes up, you know how to confidently navigate whatever terrain is there and provide the highest caliber of support. So if you're interested in joining us inside of that, pop some emojis below if you're watching the live. And if you are checking out the podcast and listening to that, our opt-in page is not ready yet, but it will be ready soon. So it's lexidangelo.com/core-transformation-skills. So we'll put that in the show notes and that will be available to you. We're running it on October 25th. I don't know if we're going to do a replay or not, because literally like what we're about to share inside of this training is absolute fucking gold. And I would have paid thousands and thousands and thousands to be able to access the content that we are going to be sharing and to utilize it to fast track the ability to facilitate miracle style results. So I don't know if there will be a replay. We're still trying to figure out what time it's going to be at on Monday. So stay tuned for more details, but if you want to reserve your ticket, then that would be the URL. And if you're watching the live, then drop some emojis and we'll be sure to reach out with the information once we have it. It's going to be so fucking good. All right. I had to share that because again, it's a really important piece of being abundant and being prosperous in what you do, because yes, doing the inner work is really, really important, but you also need to be able to back it up with your coaching skills, with your coaching abilities, if you are a transformational coach in the world, right? And so this is going to help you be able to do that. So you have the tools and the skill set to feel confident in charging the prices that you're going to be charging, et cetera. All right. So that was a little bit of a tangent, but I got really excited about that workshop because it's going to be so, so, so powerful. So coming back to specifically working with money, the energy of money, and all of that. And we go really, really deep into this inside of the certification as well. So if you have joined us, you are in the perfect place because you're going to be so, so, so supported from the very first month in making sure that you have everything it takes to be wildly prosperous in a way that is soul aligned and pleasurable for you. And if you're not in the certification yet, or you're not joining at all, that's okay as well. We still want to give you some tidbits and information and helpful practices to be able to dive into. So first things first is money is just like any other entity or energy in the world. And what I mean by this is it's not just like cash. It's not just like this object that sits there. It's a living and breathing energy. And I think that sometimes we can just like think of it as like this thing that just sits there and this thing that doesn't have like a life of its own, but it does. And so what's really, really important and what's really changed the game for me and for many of our students is really taking a look at the relationship that you have with money and seeing like, if it were to be an actual person, if we were to personify money, how do you actually interact with money? How do you relate to money? How do you show up for money? How do you expect, or what kind of expectations do you have money? How do you treat money? And for some people, this sounds like a really like out there concept, but it's so, so crucial to really being able to establish a positive and loving and nurturing relationship with money. So if you think about your relationship, like any relationship inside of your life, I'm curious, what is your definition of a positive and empowering relationship? What needs to be present in order for it to be positive, quote unquote, or empowering, or however you view a great relationship? And what, if anything, needs to not be present? So what's not present when there's a positive and empowering and supportive and loving relationship? So this is key, like zoning in on this is key to seeing how your relationship with money currently is. So then on the flip side, because sometimes it's easier for people to see what doesn't work versus what works. So on the flip side, what about the depleting or toxic and low vibe relationships in your life, whether you currently have them or you've experienced them in the past? What is your definition of a negative and disempowering relationship? So what needs to be present for it to be considered negative, toxic, or disempowering? And what is typically missing from these types of relationships? So this is going to be incredibly illuminating. All right, I'm seeing trust. Yeah, so trust, oh, this is so, even that one word, yes, right? Trust is foundational, at least for me, and everybody's values and what they feel is important is going to be very different from each other's. There could be some similarities, but if trust is foundational to a supportive, loving, empowering relationship, what is your relationship to money and trust? Just gonna leave that out there. What is your relationship to money and trust? Do you trust money? Does money trust you? Can you trust yourself with money? Can money trust itself with you? Wow. I mean, I don't know about you, but there have been so many times where I have not trusted money, where I have put certain like, you know, parameters around what I'm willing to trust or be available for or not. But in this healthy and thriving relationship, having that explicit and just complete trust is so key, again, for me and maybe for you too. So if the trust isn't there, how do we create the trust? How do we get into a place with money where we can trust it implicitly and also vice versa? So I love that. Is there anything else that you feel is crucial to have in an empowering, high vibe, loving, whatever it is that you want to experience type of relationship? So not with money necessarily, but just in general. And on the flip side, what would be something that is depleting or toxic that you wouldn't want present in the relationship? And examining, does that exist with money? So when you can see the qualities and the things that exist in your most empowering relationships versus your most draining or toxic relationships, start to see where money falls in that, because that's going to show you what your relationship is with money and the work that's there to do. So typically our relationships with money can closely mirror and reflect our relationship with other people in our life. So really looking at as well, what relationships do you have with people and how are there common themes or patterns with people in your life as with money? So something that we explore deeper inside of the certification is our money attachment styles. So we have, you know, these various attachment styles with people and significant relationships in our lives, but money is a really significant relationship as well. Even our business is a significant relationship. And so our attachment style is also very indicative of the way that we are in relationship with money and the way that we are acting towards it, the things that we expect from it and all that. So it's really fascinating stuff. So my invitation to you is to really think about, again, what is the relationship to money like currently and what do you desire it to be? So if you were to feel into your most swoon-worthy relationship with money, and not just like lust-filled, I'm talking like soul deep, soul shattering the best way possible, that's juicy, expansive, fulfilling, and you know, whatever else you desire, what would that look and feel like for you? What is the lasting and nourishing and sustaining relationship that you want to have with money? How do you want to feel with it or about it when you're interacting with it on a regular basis? How do you want to feel when it comes in and when it goes out? What expectations do you have inside of the relationship? How do you expect money to support you? And how are you going to support your money? Because it's a two-way street, right? We can't just expect something from money without also participating in the relationship itself. So how are you committing to money? And what are you asking from money in return? What, if anything, have you not been fully truthful or honest about with money? So let's just say, so trust is important. Maybe honesty and truthfulness is important inside of a relationship. So if that's the case, where have you not been fully truthful or honest with money? Is there something that you want to tell it or share with it that you haven't before? What needs to shift? What needs to heal? What are you ready to let go of so you can be in relationship in an even more powerful way? How can you be in partnership with money? What type of communication do you need to have with it? What can you both make possible for each other? So again, it's an interaction, it's a co-creation. And how can you commit to each other? How can you hold yourselves accountable to each other? Want to feel turned on? Yes, turned on, excited, supported, and safe. Great. And so if you want to feel these things, how do you currently feel with these things? And so for example, if you're not feeling turned on, what are you feeling? And what's the gap from what you're feeling to this level of turn on? So maybe you're like, it's so-so, it's lukewarm. Or maybe it's like, fuck, it is like not good. We haven't touched each other in a really long time. And I want to feel that steamy connection again, but it's been a while. So what needs to happen to bridge the gap? And I'm not saying leap from one end to the other overnight. I mean, hey, it's possible, but how can you slowly build the heat in a way that's going to be sustainable and nurturing and nourishing for your relationship with money? What would make it even steamier? So again, going back to your relationship with like a human, for example, what would make that relationship even steamier? Maybe it is physical contact. So maybe it's like literally having physical money in your environment or things in your environment that feel high vibe and that you can touch and you can experience and you can luxuriate in. Or maybe it's like having that deep emotional intimacy. And so how can you get really real and raw with your emotions and with money? So these are some things to play with. All right. So in terms of expanding your capacity to receive and to make money, it's important to understand that as humans, we are like wired for safety. We are wired for survival. And so we typically are only going to do the things that feel safe, that feel like we know we're going to survive through. Because, for example, If we've made a certain amount of money up until this point, we know that we're safe. We know that there's nothing wild happening. And so we're going to maintain that, or we're going to want to maintain that, even though our quantum caster self, our higher self, desires more. Our reptilian part, our mammalian part, is like, oh, like outside of the comfort zone is dangerous. And we don't know what's going to happen when we make that much more money. That's change. That's uncertainty. That could equal death. So let's not go there. Let's just keep it stable. Even if that actually doesn't feel safe with your soul or aligned with your soul. So if you ever find yourself coming up against and hitting that same income ceiling over and over and over again, and noticing like there's this range between how bad and how good you actually will let it get, and you've tried like all the things to break through it, but it just won't budge, there's a reason that that's happening. And so this is because of this concept of upper and lower limits. And so if you've ever read the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, he uses a metaphor of a thermostat for how good you're gonna allow things to get in your life. So I'll read an excerpt from his book because I think that it illustrates it really, really well. So he said, each of us has an internal thermostat setting that determines how much love, success, and creativity we allow ourselves to enjoy. When we exceed our inner thermostat setting, we will often do something to sabotage ourselves, causing us to drop back into the old familiar zone where we feel secure. Unfortunately, our thermostat setting usually gets programmed in early childhood before we can think for ourselves. Once programmed, our upper limit thermostat setting holds us back from enjoying all the love, financial abundance, and creativity that is rightfully ours. If you have a thermostat in your house set to 60 degrees, the moment your house starts to get a little warmer, creeping up to 62, 64 degrees, what happens? The air conditioner kicks in and brings the temperature back to a chilly 60. Yeah? The same thing happens with the level of happiness, love, financial abundance, success, and creativity we experience in our lives. If our thermostats are set low, we're going to constantly sabotage ourselves as we bump up against our upper limits. Psychologists call this our happiness set point. Kind of fascinating, right? So we call this your capacity meter, and it is directly related to the identity that you subscribe to. So we take this concept and kind of go beyond it to talk about the identity that you're subscribing to and the beliefs about who you are at your core level. Love that book. Yeah, it's a great, great, great book. So there's something called the logical levels of change. And at the very top of the pyramid is purpose and identity. At the very bottom is the environment level. And so if you want to change all the lower levels, you got to start at the top. That is the most direct pathway to creating shifts and to creating change. So we have to look at this in terms of who are you subscribing to right now? What is the identity that you are taking on? And you're taking on this identity because you have a certain set of beliefs around what's possible, what's available for you, what you can make, what you are worth, etc. I'm saying worth in quote unquote quotations because we are all inherently worthy. It's just that we have these stories, we have these beliefs built up that tell us otherwise, this conditioning that's programmed us otherwise to keep us inside of this certain range. So I want to give you an example here. If you think about lottery winners, so people who win like the Mega Millions, for example, they've won millions of dollars, but time and time again, we've seen that a majority of these people become bankrupt. Why? Well, prior to making the money, they weren't millionaires. They might have been a regular person with an ordinary job making, you know, $30,000 a year, let's just say. And they might have subscribed to the identity of an average person who's just getting by. And so they most likely didn't align with the identity of a millionaire, or maybe they didn't believe that they were worthy of that kind of money, or it wouldn't be possible for them to ever make that much. And therefore their upper limit maybe stays at $30,000, or if they were bankrupt before, like their set point is bankrupt. So once they receive the $1 million or the multiple $1 million, they're like, whoa, this is way beyond my income capacity. This doesn't feel safe. And so they end up sabotaging in some way, shape, or form, and they lose the money. And so this concept doesn't apply just to money and business. It's health, it's fitness, it's relationships, sexuality, love, you name it. And so see how these things also play out in other areas of your life too, but I know that we're talking specifically right now about finance and abundance. So how do you change this? Well, you need to be able to expand your capacity to receive. And so the key to this is really changing your identity and increasing your ability to embody what we call your rich witch self. And so in order to do that, there's a lot of identity work that needs to take place. And again, this is what we do very, very in depth inside of the certification experience. But for you right now, even just the first step of creating awareness and understanding the identity that you're subscribing to, the beliefs that you're living into, is going to show you a lot about what you believe to be possible. Because if you don't believe something to be possible, you are going to find all the proof in your reality that like proves that that's what your truth is. So we are always looking, we are meaning making machines basically, and we're always looking for things that prove our own biases. So again, if we're like, well, I can only make $50,000 a year or $20,000 a year, whatever it is, then you're going to find external things. Your reticular activating system is going to take all the information that's coming in, and it's only going to zone in on the stuff that's going to prove your confirmation bias. So we have to change what we believe is true. And part of this, again, is diving deep into the identity work. Just want to see if everyone's following, if you have any questions so far, anything else is coming up. Also seeing I have 10 minutes left before I have another call. So let me keep going on something else that I think is another piece of this conversation that's potent and important. So there's something called the law of polarity. And this essentially points out that there is a flip side of the coin or an equal opposite to anything that exists in the world. And without the opposite, that thing itself wouldn't exist. So there could be no darkness if light didn't exist, and vice versa. Like if we only had light, it would just be, right? It's like there's no contrast, there's no difference. If it was only darkness, like it would just be dark. So same thing for happiness, right? So happiness means nothing without the contrast of sadness. We can't experience happiness without also being able to be like, oh, this makes me really sad, and having that contrast. So since there's always an equal opposite, there's a range of possibilities that are available to us in any given moment. So if you are in total lack and thinking things like, oh my gosh, like I have no idea where the money is gonna come from. I'm so stressed and I feel like this is as much as I'm ever gonna make. Like I really wanna join this program, XYZ. But like, I don't have the money in my account now. Like it's not available for me. I have no idea how I'm gonna make it, yada, yada, yada. Well, there's good news. The good news is that because a feeling of total abundance is the opposite of feeling total lack, it also exists and it also resides in you. So whether you feel like you're able to tap into it or not, it's still there. So this means that even in moments where there seems to be absolutely no options, no possibilities, there must be. There is always an equal and opposite that's available. So there is also a part of you that knows, well, even though I may not know where the money is going to come from, it's out there. I can tap into a part of me that is able to experience calm amidst the storm. And I know that it's possible to be able to expand my capacity beyond what it currently is. So again, even if you're not tapped into it, that part of you exists. And so I just want you to check in with yourself and notice that for a second and feel into, if it feels okay to do so, just feel into the part of you that feels that contraction, that feels that like, if it's true, right? Maybe you're not in this place of feeling contraction, but there is always this part of you that probably exists. And so that part of you that's like, oh, it's not enough, or I don't have enough, or there's no way that I can do X, Y, or Z, that this isn't available to me. And just notice where that resides and how that feels inside of your body and how much energy and space it's currently taking up inside of your being, inside of your mind, inside of your thoughts, inside of your actions. You're being really fucking honest with yourself. Feel into that. How much space, how much energy does it take to hold that currently? And then just like shake it out, clear the screen, and take a moment to tune into the part of you that ultimately knows there's infinite possibility available for you. The part of you that knows that they can create anything, that there is an abundance out there, even if you don't know how you're going to find the money, even if you don't know where it's going to come from, even if it feels like there is lack, there's also this part of you that can experience abundance as truth. And see if you can locate that part of yourself somatically in your being. Notice this part of you and see how much it takes up space inside of your being. How much does this part in control of your thoughts and your feelings? How much is this part in control of your actions? Maybe it's a speck of dust in comparison to the lack, but it's still fucking there, right? Or maybe it's like half and half, just only you know it's true for you in this moment and it can shift moment to moment. But just noticing the difference between what's there for the part of you that is tapped into abundance as truth and the part of you that is tapped into lack as truth, and seeing the contrast. So regardless of the percentage contrast, they both still exist. They both still exist. So in order to experience the opposite, you must consciously choose to open yourself up to it. So if your default programming has been to focus on the lack, it's really, really hard to just be able to boom, switch to the abundance. But what we did just then shows you that when you can take your conscious awareness, you can focus it and you can channel it into the opposite of the abundance. So what you need to do is you don't need to fully embrace the abundance 100% as your reality. It just means that you need to make yourself aware of the possibility of it. Because when you do that, that's when the floodgates open. Your energy flows where your attention goes. So in each moment, notice where you're currently placing your attention and therefore where your energy is pouring into. It's also a very different type of energy expenditure when you're spending your energy fueling the problem or fueling the thing that you don't desire versus the solution or what you do desire. So what would it feel like to take that energy and channel it just as powerfully or even more powerfully into the thing that you actually desire? So what I want to say here is we're not telling you, or I'm not telling you, that your reality of feeling like there isn't enough money isn't real. It is real. That is a part of the truth. There's an entire spectrum of truth. And so what's also real, what's also truth, is your ability to create even more money and have more than enough, even if it's not the reality that you are experiencing and living in currently. And so we do have that ability to shift in any moment. In any moment, there's always that equal and opposite. And it's just changing the focus. So when you're experiencing the lack, allow yourself to be with it. Allow yourself to accept it. We're not pushing that away, because that is part of the truth. That is on the spectrum. But there's also the opposite. So what is the opposite? And knowing that that's always available to you as well is super, super important. The next 4 minutes that I have here, what do I want to wrap with? I think the biggest thing is that there's a 3D world and a 3D reality that we're living in. And I never, ever want to bypass that. And there are absolutely very real lived experiences that people have that are never negated by, you know, positive thinking or spirituality or whatever. So I just want to make that really, really clear. And there is so much possible and available to you, even with those certain very real 3D realities that are taking place. We've seen it time and time again with, you know, our taboo faculty, with our students inside of the certification and other programs, where they have literally completely done a 180 with their life circumstances, with their coaching mastery, with their abundance and finances. And so we've seen it happen time and time again from people with all different backgrounds, all different lived experiences. And so I know this is possible and available for you as well. And so only you know, and this kind of ties back to, because I know a lot of people who are listening to this right now have been considering the certification, have been wanting to invest in it. And there's been that like contraction, there's been that scarcity, like, what if this is all the money I have and I put it towards this and fuck, then what? And that's very real. And we're not here to push anybody along the spectrum or say like, that's not your truth or that's not your reality. But for people who do desire to see a different reality, who do desire to experience a different reality and completely be able to expand their capacity and their ability to attract in abundance, it is here for you. It is inside of this experience. If now feels like the time, or if it's on your heart and soul, and you know that this is true for you. Because we've spoken about this before, but when we are able to finally say yes to something that is our truth, that is in total alignment with us, when you are able to make this stretchy investment, even if it is scary, but it is your truth and it is in alignment, you are casting a spell into the cosmos that is declaring you are going all in on your dreams. You are funneling and channeling that energy into the truth of abundance. And it's that simple and it's that potent. And not everyone can get there. And I totally understand that. But time and time and time again, students have shared that the moment they click that payment button, they feel like something immediately shifts. And it does, because the energy shifts, the possibility shifts. You are activating a portal that instantaneously transports you into the realm of infinite possibilities, that removes you from the current place that you were stuck at and expands what was available. We literally just had one of our students, Daria, share on stories. I want to see if I can pull this up, because it was such a perfect example of what she was able to make possible when she joined the certification. Okay, I think I can share this. Let's see. So she's saying how like she's made some really big leaps in her life and in her business that have, you know, completely changed the game and shifted things. And she's saying the second big leap that happened for her was after she joined the certification. So let's see if I can make this work. I hope that this isn't like too wonky with the sounds. Let's see.
Yeah, it's the first time, is when I joined my certification at the Taboo Institute. And I joined in November of 2019, but it didn't start until February of 2020, like right before the pandemic. But as soon as I invested, I was like, oh shit, like cool. Like I have all these resources already available to me. And like, I just invested $10,000. Like I need to go make this back. And so immediately I tripled my prices. Tripled them. I literally went and I started offering only 6 month one-on-one coaching instead of three. And immediately I sold my first ever 10K client, and it was so exciting. And I was like, oh my God, I freaking did it. Like, I think it was like after the first week of starting. So barely even started.
And so, you know, she then went on to increase her income like tenfold inside of the certification. And so could she have charged or 3x her prices without it? Yeah, of course. But the investment in the certification created that possibility for her. And then she also had the tools, the techniques, the support, and the resources, the potent modalities that then made it possible to stand behind that decision to increase her prices, because it was actually more congruent and in alignment now that she had these modalities in her transformation cauldron, and that she was, you know, way more competent and confident in her craft and in her coaching. So again, like, things collapse. There is this declaration that alters the timeline, that sends ripples out into the future, that forever changes the imprint of who you are and shifts who you are on an identity level and initiates a whole new way of being. So it is powerful, powerful stuff. Like, again, just the commitment and the declaration is powerful, but then everything on the back end, everything that you're gonna learn, embody, be able to facilitate and experience, and how you're gonna be able to prosper, is going to fucking change your life forever, forever. And I totally don't ever take people's commitment or trust to this experience lightly, because I get it. It's a huge investment of your time, of your energy, of your resources. And you are going to get so much back in return. What you learn and what you experience is going to literally quantum shift your results. It is going to be with you for life. What you're learning, you are going to have for life and be able to constantly use every single day for yourself, for your clients, etc. So what becomes possible just completely shifts. Things that you thought were 5 or 10 years down the path, they reveal themselves in 5 or 10 months or less. This happens over and over and over and over again. And, you know, with the teachings, the tools and the techniques and the practices that you learn, you master your craft. So you are the best of the best in the industry. And as a result, your impact and your income skyrockets. So our students are able to 2 to 10x their income and do it in a way that is totally soul aligned and sustainable. And I know this can sound like wild magic, and it is, but we have so much proof, so many testimonials. Just ask us, we can share them with you, that show that this is possible and available for anyone just like you. Just like you. And so in order for this to happen, there has to be this, like, this knowing. So even if there is a part of you that is scared, even if there's fear or uncertainty there, that's totally normal, right? But there has to be that part of you, however small, that trusts in your ability to make epic magic from what you learn and from what you experience inside of the certification. There needs to be a part of you who knows that who they become in the process of this experience is going to be worth it 100 times over. And there needs to be a part of you, no matter how small, who believes that you are capable and that you are able to do this, and that you deserve to have this, that you deserve to be able to be a masterful practitioner and be able to expand your capacity for what you're receiving and make a huge return on your investment, because you're going to get so much in return from this. It's not just another thing that you're paying for. It is an investment that is going to have a return. It is a life-changing decision that is going to completely alter what is possible for you. So if you are ready to learn more, if you are ready to apply, we only have how many more days? I think like 2 weeks or less left in order to join us. So if you go to lexidangelo.com/certification, you can check out more details. You can see our amazing course catalog and you can apply. And also, we're going to have our free workshop on the 25th that's going to go deep into the core transformation skills. You need to be a masterful practitioner so you can pair it with everything that I'm sharing right now and really back it up so you feel confident and you feel completely congruent with being able to put yourself out there, put your programs out there, and know that the transformation that you're going to facilitate with your clients is the best of the best out there. So if you head to lexidangelo.com/core-transformation-skills, it's not up and running at the time of this live stream, but that website will be available soon. You can get all the information there, or pop an emoji if you're watching the live stream, and I will be sure to send you all of the details. And if you have any other questions, let me just see if there's anything coming through. If you have any other questions, pop them in the comments. There's so much more to share about this, and we go way deeper, like I said, inside of the certification. So you are fully supported with being a prosperous practitioner from the start. Okay, now I gotta go. Sending you all so much love, and I will chat with you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.